I kept journals when I was 19 traveling around Europe.
Bizarre.
I did exchange in London for 6 months.
Okay.
Wow.
And I kept some journals and I found them. And I hate myself is maybe too strong of a word, but it's not good, boys. Yeah. It's not good. Who I was at 19 is not who I am at 31. And that's all right to say. And it's funny because Snoozy and I, producer Snooze, were having a conversation yesterday. She's a bit younger than us. But I was like, your 20s are for trouble, babe. Your 20s are for trouble. Just live your life. Do whatever you want, you know.
Says the 31-year-old.
Says the 31-year-old.
Speaking to the guy who did his diary when he was 17, who hasn't changed a bit.
True, but it kind of that conversation, thinking about how vulnerable and open you were, Gilly, I think I'd also like to share.
Okay.
Your new diary segment.
Yeah. So as I said, I'm 19. I'm on exchange in London. And what you need to know is I've just broken up with the guy I went over with. I did go with a boyfriend from Melbourne.
Yep.
And we broke up because I started having flirts with an Italian dude who was living in the student accommodation.
Okay. While you were with your boyfriend?
Yeah. And I was like, this is in a props. I thought I was going to marry this guy. I was 19. I was an idiot.
The Italian or the other dude?
No, the other dude. Okay, but then I meet the Italian. I'm like, oh, there are other human beings in the world. There are other cultures in the world I've not yet discovered.
Yeah.
So we ended things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to pick it up in September of 2010.
Mm-hmm.
I am head over heels. Okay. I'm 19. Just remember. Okay.
Yeah.
What's that saying? Tall, dark, and drop dead gorgeous. Lorenzo and I just have so much to talk about.
Lorenzo.
He said the Australian accent is the sexiest of all accents. Yeah, right, buddy. Have you heard that Brazilian chick staying here talk? Anyway, just take the compliment, Jess. Australia is obviously really exotic to people on the other side of the world. We found a cute little Vietnamese place near the accommodation for dinner when we came up for air. I don't know what that's meant to mean.
You've been too busy. Yeah, even the sheets.
That's so gross.
When we came up for air.
It was really yum, but I spilt my Sprite. That's... That's okay.
Details.
No one came to clean it up, though. That's okay, too. I stole the rice serving spoon as revenge.
Mm-hmm. No one cleaned my Sprite? Wow.
How dare you?
The rice serving spoon is mine.
Lorenzo and I accidentally found Shakespeare's Globe Theatre today. I love Shakespeare, and Lorenzo thought it was so awesome that I'd played Juliet in Romeo and Juliet once, got me to recite some of the lines for him, and I couldn't really remember much other than the "Oh Romeo, Romeo" bit. So I was just improvising, and he was eating it up. As we walked past a little stall selling kids' toys, he picked up a toy monkey and wrapped its arms around me, and we stood there in the middle of this market, like the only two people in the world.
Oh my God.
Wait. Honestly, it's the most romantic, sweet thing a guy has ever done.
Oh, God.
Just me, him, and his monkey.
No.
He didn't end up buying it.
Oh, Lorenzo.
Oh, God. Is Hollywood watching this? Is Martin Scorsese directing from the sky?
Because he loves a rom-com, Martin Scorsese, famously.
Is this the sequel to The Notebook? I don't know.
Wait, it's raining. As we walked out of the tube, it started raining.
Oh.
Cue romance. Lorenzo, handsome and a thinker. He'd brought an umbrella and he held it up for both of us. You can't walk side by side under an umbrella without touching, right? It's completely reasonable that I slipped my arm through his just so we could coordinate our steps. I just bought these shoes. I know it's only been a week since I broke up with Michael, or the ex, but my heart, I can't tell her no.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
how yuck is that?
That is horrible.
There's even vomit in my mouth. I think it's gone to the bile stage.
Oh, my God. I go pretty hard pretty quick. That's still a trait I have.
Yeah. Totally.
Like I say, I watch, you know, Cobra Kai. I'm going to be Karate Kid and I join karate.
Yeah, yeah.
Other things.
Phases. You have phases.
You've got passion.
Really, I've got passion real hard, but like I literally broke up with this guy a week ago.
And now I'm in love.
I'm shacked up with this Italian.
And his monkey.
And the monkey.
And his monkey. And like so prepared. Like who in London would have thought to bring an umbrella?
I know, what a handsome guy.
Because that place is famously very dry and sunny.
And I've like underlined and bolded and. Handsome and a thinker. Just the two qualities any girl needs.
And the very first line is great. What's the saying? Tall, dark and drop dead gorgeous? No, that's not the saying.
Oh, man.
Anyway, I can tell you moving forward, Lorenzo is not on the scene for very long.
Oh, jeez. But you're in love.
I had a bit of like a United Nations, like meet all the countries. Anyway.
And he'd come up from air, you know.
Come up for air. Yeah. Ew, why
had he been snorkeling? What have you been doing?
Maybe. I don't remember getting my scuba ticket to go deep water diving, but anyway,
can't wait for
it's
more
just
installments
yuck,
of your
isn't
story.
It? It's just really yuck.
Yeah.
Question going
cringe.
Forward. Are we going chronological?
Oh, yes, we
or
have
or
to.
Or are we just picking and choosing?
I think
from
we
your
should
diary?
Go chronological.
Yeah, I think we need to.
Okay. Just so you can keep track of.
Yeah, great.
My head.
I can't believe you two both used to keep diaries. I'd never kept.
Did you
kept,
never? Not even.
Never kept.
The,
I
well,
mean,
like mine's cool. I did it whilst I was traveling on exchange. Gilly kept it just from his bedroom. Like,
I've got travel diaries too, and life diaries.
Okay, let me get through mine. We'll circle back to your other life diaries.